Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston, here with Jesse Smiles, and this is episode 137.
Period. Here I am.
Moving right along.
What'd you say?
Moving right along.
Oh, guys, you have no idea how much, delay and, times we don't hear each other, or I feel like we said this before, I won't hear a joke you made or something until I'm editing it, and I'm like, damn it, I missed it.
Yeah, no, I feel like sometimes we have to speed up the edit, because it'll start a line, and then randomly it'll be, 5 seconds delayed.
Yeah, I think that people don't realize the reason why we need to edit so heavily is not because we just like to edit heavily, which we do, but it's also because there is a significant delay in our conversation. She's on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast, we're on FaceTime and Zoom, and it's a hot mess. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about today. I know this is kind of random, but I am kind of scared because we're filming this before we post our last episode that people watched before this, which was on Leo Skeppy's
interesting video.
Rant? I guess one could call it. And I wish that we had posted already so we can have something to say to the people. But if you're wondering, I don't know what happened after we posted that video. I don't know if Leo Skeppy showed up at my house. But if you're wondering what happened, I don't know yet because it hasn't happened. I'm scared.
Oh, my God.
I mean, don't act like that's out of the realm of possibility.
I told her, I was like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what the reaction is going to be.
Yeah, me neither. I have no idea. I'm scared. So tonight should be fun.
If you didn't watch because it was a little too dark, I understand.
Yeah, same. But anyway, I told Lily I've been pre-gaming unintentionally. I was just going to have a calm Friday night. I wasn't sure if we were going to film, so I kind of assumed we weren't going to film. And I was like, oh, Mama's going to have a couple glasses of wine. Oopsie, we're supposed to film.
You know, I was going to pregame, but then I had to do a little last minute sleuthing to find 2 deleted videos for this episode.
And I'm just so confused because the people that we're going to talk about, they still have their other TikToks up about this situation. I'm like, why does everyone delete their shit? I just don't understand.
I don't know. But again, no match for me. No, but truly, thank God I figured out how to do that because we'd be screwed.
I know. We would have been screwed. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So what do you want to start with? We have 2 topics today. It's not going to be the longest show ever. We're filming later than we usually do, but we're still going to have a good time. And we have 2 topics that I've prepared. Prepared is an intense word. I don't know that I've prepared, but I do know about these. And I saw them on my For You page and I've gotten tagged a few times. We have the Irish pub unsanitary drama, one could say.
I know literally nothing.
And then we have the Coachella squatter TikTok boys. So you choose. What would you like first?
Let's start with Coachella, which I wish I
wanted
to.
Isn't it still going on?
Weekend 2 is starting right now.
Oh, it's starting right now. True.
Yeah. You guys, someone commented and they were like, because I had posted an Instagram story of old Coachella pictures. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no happier Lily than a Coachella Lily. That is my peak happiness.
Interesting. What about it makes you so happy?
I don't know. I really can't tell you, but I haven't been till since 2019. So it makes sense why I've been in such a rut.
No, I ask because you're someone that is quite as introverted, I guess, or doesn't leave their house like me. So I'm just confused.
I don't know if I'd say introverted. Just
Why don't you leave your house?
Antisocial. Because I don't have anything worth doing.
But if you did, you would?
I guess if it was, I don't know. I just have had a really good time because I had to go to Coachella for a few years. Really rough life. And then I just had so much fun that every year it just was something I look forward to. And now I haven't done it in so long and it's just so sad.
Interesting.
Because I also think I'm really comfortable there because I know how to navigate everything since I've been several times.
Bonner is my only music festival experience. You know, it was good in certain points. I saw 21 Pilots. It was awesome. I saw Kacey Musgraves. Great. It was a little stinky. Do you find that about Coachella? A little stinky?
No. It's really open. I where is Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo was open as well.
I don't know where it was because the only other one I've been to is Lollapalooza and it's in Chicago. So it was interesting.
It was just more of it was hot and people weren't showering and everybody just stank.
I guess in VIP, which is how I've gone each year also, it's probably not as stinky and hot.
Okay.
I feel like VIP is kind of required for Coachella in my opinion because I'm being a little brat about it. But also there's just not shade necessarily everywhere. So it gives you a good place to just lounge in the grass.
Yeah, I guess a good segue into this topic would be living conditions during Coachella. What is it that you've done in the past and what would you suggest someone does when they go to Coachella?
Great question. Well, first of all, I was going to say the whole reason for bringing up the Instagram thing. Someone responded to one of my Instagrams and said DWKT field trip next year because I said I wanted to definitely go for 2025. And I brought it up to Jessie kind of thinking that she would not be into it at all. And she was not into
it. Didn't say no.
No, she did not say no. So let's all manifest that for me, mostly. That would be so fun. I'm so excited.
It would. And we've gotten some offers from people who were like, hey, if you're ever in LA, you could film your podcast here or there or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, not us. you know, like traveling while doing DWKT. Us just fucked up at Coachella. We're like, hey guys.
I mean, some of my best content. But in terms of where I've stayed, with Clever, we always got like a bigger, nicer house because they were paying for it.
Okay, so you didn't camp.
Oh no.
Some people love that.
I don't camp. Not at Coachella. It's so hot.
I know, and Bonnaroo was as well. And I stayed in a house that was like 45 minutes away from Bonnaroo. So I don't know, is that how it works for Coachella, that normally the houses are quite far?
Yeah, well, so I mean, even like if you get dropped off the closest you possibly can to the entrance of Coachella, you're still walking a mile.
Yeah.
For me, one of my biggest issues is that like going to a music festival, I'll like get really bad social anxiety. Not even social anxiety. It's like I'll get Uber anxiety that I'm like not going to be able to get home for some reason.
No, that makes total sense.
Not for some reason. The reason is because one of the years it was like fucking the apocalypse and it was like people running up to Ubers, like banging on the doors being like, please let me in. And they like wouldn't, it was, and none were available. It was insane. So after that, and I think that was probably the second year I went. The first year we like lucked out and like found some shuttle that was in the neighborhood we were staying in. And he like pulled over and he was like, you guys need a ride? And it was like a van. And then we just texted him and he'd come pick us up.
Lily, that sounds sketchy, but.
Not that sounds sketchier than it was.
Some guy just pulled up in a van and all he had to do was, you know.
There were other people in the van. It was a good situation.
Okay. I'm glad for your sake.
The next year we were staying farther away. It was like probably 45 minutes because people stay anywhere from like Palm Springs, Palm Desert area. And it's in Indio technically. So it's like people stay up to like an hour away. So then the second year I went, we stayed in a like fancier house and it was further away. And we're like, oh, we'll just Uber home. No big deal. But that was the year of the Uber apocalypse. So then the following year, I decided I'm going to stay within walking distance. So if the Ubers, like I would still take an Uber to go a couple miles, but if there happened to not be any, I wouldn't be like panicking that I can't get home. So
is walking distance to you a couple miles? Because that is not walking distance to
me. I mean, at the end of the night after you're like kind of fucked up.
I guess I've never been on Molly, so I can't relate, but maybe it gives you some sort of superpower that helps you walk. Lily, I used to put in my fucking Tinder profile that I refuse to go hiking with you. So if that's something you enjoy, just leave me alone. You know, I'm just not a very, you know, active person, I suppose.
Well, it was like a mile, but then that's in addition to the mile you have to walk out of the thing.
Miles.
But I always take the pedicabs. That's like a big investment for me.
Oh, see, how much are those? I feel like they would upcharge. It would be like a surcharge because it's like just...
They probably are very expensive. I don't ask. I just kind of like, just take it. When I go to Coachella, I'm very like ready to have to spend a lot of money. One more thing to add though. So we're about to talk about squatters.
Yes.
So I have gotten Airbnbs the last couple years, both weekends, like a mile away, and they are very expensive.
Yeah.
Like we are staying in literally like a family's home. Like they've just left for the weekend. Like they're like probably like pictures like stuffed in drawers and stuff. It definitely doesn't feel like you're in like an Airbnb. They're still like thousands of dollars.
A night?
Yeah.
Or
I think probably almost $1,000 a night.
Oh my fucking God. And is that if you book in advance or is that... At any point.
We did it last minute, but it doesn't really change. Because people will, like, last minute be like, oh, shit, might as well make some money. Basically, any house that the people are able to leave, they do, and they rent stuff.
I mean, that makes sense. In Miami, that used to be the people that were around, like, the American Airlines arena and stuff. And if their house was there, they would just, like, let people park for an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, so housing is very, very expensive. And then if you stay somewhere where it's a little cheaper, then you're further away. So then you have to pay more for transportation. So it probably evens out anyway.
I'm going to say, this is not convincing me to go to Coachella, but okay, period.
I will pay for all of it. Not really, but most of it.
Not you rescinding that offer right when you said it. It didn't even last a second on the table. Okay, so what we're talking about is a result of poor planning, I would say, but then also possibly entitlement. I don't know what this is. And it's kind of weird. And the internet started on one side, then went on another side, and now is on another. I'm like, what? Can everyone just pick a fucking side? We're always flip-flopping. I mean, honestly, same. Me too.
There's always like new info that comes out and everyone changes their mind.
There is. Okay, so this is a story time that started it off. It's from a girl named Ashley, and this was what I would say not provoked by the boys themselves. Like, they didn't post anything before she did, but they were provoked by the actions that she experienced that weekend, and she was quick to make this video because I think this was literally like right after it happened.
Story time on how these freaking TikTok boys squatted at my house in Palm Springs this weekend. So just to preface all of this, I'm a travel nurse. I'm currently living in Palm Springs for another month. And I'm living here with my best friend, who's also a travel nurse. And we just so happen to live 10 minutes away from Coachella. So This has been planned for months now. My friends came to stay with me this weekend, and we were all going to go to the festival together. My best friend, roommate, Andy, her boyfriend is also here. Those TikTok boys in the picture are her boyfriend's friends. Now, the original plan that he told us and that what he thought was going to happen were these guys were going to come over, pregame with us, maybe go to the festival together, maybe go to some events together, and that was going to be it. So Friday, we're pregaming, I'm drinking, I'm vibing. They roll in, and I don't see this, but they also bring all their suitcases in and put them in the room in the back.
They have like the little here, like sack over their shoulder to like, us.
Oh, the stick. And yeah. One of the guys immediately latches on to one of my friends. And they're like vibing, you know, kind of flirting throughout the night. And then when we come back that night, only one of the guys comes back with us because what I thought was he was interested in my friend. And they're like hanging out on our couch here, and she asks me if he can just crash here, and she's gonna go home because she lives like 5 minutes away. So it's like 3 a.m. I'm like, yeah, sure. Whoa.
You don't bring a stray home and then be like, I'm actually
not
gonna leave.
The stray.
Why would you
Why
bring
can't
him
he
there
go to your
then,
house?
Yeah, have him go home with you. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I missed that the first time I saw that. That is weird. I would be like, no, he can't, but he can stay with you.
Bring him with you. I'm not fostering.
I just assume, you know, he's probably gonna get up in the morning and then go to his place that he's staying at with his friends.
Why would
and go like shower, get ready, and like maybe come back later if we pregame again? I don't know. No, he wakes up, doesn't even ask, doesn't say, hey, thanks for staying. He just gets in my shower, takes a full shower, uses my body wash, freaking washes his balls with my Olaplex, and then proceeds to go in my kitchen, make himself a nice little breakfast, cooking up some eggs with the food in my fridge. Again, no thank you, no can I do this, just helps himself. At this point, I'm a little annoyed. I'm like, okay, who does this guy think he is? But whatever, like he crashed here, maybe he just didn't want to go back to his place and he just wanted to keep going until the festival. So we go to the festival Saturday again. We get back really late, like 1:30, and we all just pass out, like we're dead tired. So my friend Alana and I are sleeping in my room here, and these are my curtains here. They go out to the backyard. I have a big sliding door. These curtains are not blackout curtains. They're like relatively see-through. And at 5 a.m, this is what we wake up to.
Stop.
And Alana starts freaking out. She's like, Ashley, someone is out there. She's like shaking me. She's like, Ashley. I wake up. I just see the silhouette of a man, like a dark
figure.
Where
would shit
my fucking
hands?
Oh my god, I lose it.
Outside my door. And I freak out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who is back there? So I still was not under the impression that they were staying here. No one asked me. No one said that. I had no idea they were trying to come back here to sleep. So I open up my door. I'm like, what the frick are you guys doing back there? And I'm pissed off. Like, I just woke up. I was scared shitless. And they're just back there. I open the door and they're just laughing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? All our doors were locked. So these guys hopped over our fence in the back. And like, Andy and I were renting this place. Like, this is not our house. There's cameras back here. The owners, the neighbors, everyone is like seeing this stuff.
And Palm Springs has really, really strict rules about like Airbnbs and stuff.
But well, okay, so this isn't an Airbnb. This is her apartment or whatever.
No. But like if they saw if neighbors saw this happening, I could see them reporting that to
really?
The police like immediately. You can't even listen to music past like 10.
Oh, interesting. Well, so what I did find weird is that she kind of insinuated that her landlord would have access to her security cameras. That seems really fucking
Well,
crazy.
I mean, even if they had access, I doubt they would, like that's weird that they would be checking it. Well, she is probably staying in Airbnb though, because she's just doing an extended one because she's a traveling nurse.
I don't know. She calls them her landlord and says that they're renting, because she does imply now that the landlord is seeing the cameras. But in a little bit, you'll see. I don't know if it's because the neighbors told them or something, but the landlord does realize what's happening.
I'm like, you guys cannot stay here. You can't sleep on my couch, can't use my shower. Like, this was never agreed upon. I just met you, I hardly even know you. And they didn't even really try to talk to us. They just came here, drank our alcohol, ate our food, and left. So then the one guy, Ryan, he's like, I'm gonna tell the whole world that you made me sleep on the street if you don't let me in. And that sent me. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, you're gonna tell the whole world that I made you sleep on the street? No, like, check your ego, bro. Who the fuck says that? Like, he has like 100,000 followers on Instagram. Ooh. So that made me even more mad. And then he says, are you mad because we didn't give you enough attention? Is that what it is?
What?
I'm like, dude, you're kidding me. So I'm just yelling at him back and forth, and I'm like, just get out. You know, like, you're not sleeping in my living room. You're not sleeping on my floor.
The way I'm such a raging bitch.
So they go in the other room in the master, and like four of these dudes just pass out on the floor in there. Here is a photo of all their stuff in my friend's room. And they slept on the floor in there on Saturday night.
It like looks like one of my guy friends would visit me at college.
We're telling them, like, that's definitely not okay. You cannot hop the fence and wake us up at 5 a.m. and scare the shit out of us. And what do they do? The same thing again on Sunday. Hop the fence, knock on the door, and wake us up. And I have work on Monday. I had work at 7 a.m. And then on Monday, we get calls and messages from the owner of this house saying that the neighbors have been complaining, and he has video footage of these fucking dudes
hopping over
our fence. And he's telling us that he has to collect a security deposit now and send people over to assess for damage. And they have to send cleaning people over
us. It's very Palm Springs
for all the shit that they did. So then I text them and basically was like, I don't know how you guys thought that was okay, but like, you need to pay us back for this.
She proceeds to show a bunch of comments that her and her friends left on his Instagram trying to convince other women, because here's the thing. Okay, so when you look at their Instagram, this one's name is Rima Nick, even though his name is Ryan. I don't know, that's confusing.
Ryman Ick.
This Ryan guy reminds me of a lot of the guys that I dated from Vine, unfortunately, that I just dated because they were like cute, but everything else is like the thirst traps and the music and all that shit. Like, it's just very, very...
That aside, the way I can so picture all of this, like, this would happen to me.
Well, you know what it is that I've experienced men like this before. Where obviously we're going to show Ryan's side and stuff because he's responded. But like, I have experienced men that like act like this in a way that's very entitled. And they also come into a space and it's like all they care about is really either flirting with a girl, getting with her, or just like doing whatever the fuck else they want to do.
But this all sounds like, I feel like we just mentioned this when we were doing the thing on, I don't remember any of their names, Veruca.
Oh yeah, Anna Paul and Veruca Salt.
Yes, Anna Paul. So when it was like her homeless dad, we were talking about dating a homeless person, and I don't know if you would call it a stereotype, but the thing where like people will like couch surf by dating people because they don't have anywhere to stay, that's what this seems like.
I honestly think what this is entitlement mixed in with really poor planning, because when you hear what he is like talking about and how this all happened, it's because they didn't fucking plan. They weren't gonna go to Coachella, and the last minute they were like, Coachella, and then they were like, oh,
lack of planning. But then also I feel like I hated these type of people in like high school and college, because I'm the opposite. Like, if I'm going somewhere, I need to have it all. Like, I need to know where I'm staying, I need to know where I'm sleeping. Oh, yeah.
And even if I don't have it planned, if I am going to someone's house last minute, I want to compensate them. I want to make sure I'm providing something of value to the house. I don't want to make a mess. I don't want to use people's
shit.
Oh
no, I'm like curled up in a ball in a corner, like not touching anything.
Yeah, same. So it is pretty alarming that people like this exist, and then in groups, even worse. And men, even worse.
Well, and that's 100%. I like know people like this where it's just like, well, fuck it, we'll just figure it out when we get there. And it's like, no, you do not do that. But some people do.
In our backyard. Like, they literally posted multiple TikToks from our bathroom, from our backyard. So please enjoy these freaking hilarious comments that my friends and I. So yeah, these guys don't give a single fuck. They didn't text me back. So yeah, thank you for ruining my Coachella weekend.
Also, I would be pissed at the original friend that, like, left the guy there.
Okay, so that's what a lot of people were saying. They're like, okay, the boyfriend, we want to know what he told them, essentially. Like, did he invite them? Did he promise them something?
Well, yeah, but then even the guy, the girl, the friend that, like, asked if one of them could stay there the first time.
See, I think that was random. So what happened was one of her friends has a boyfriend that knows one of these kids that came. And they happened to hit it off with one of the girls. I don't think that ever came into fruition or nothing came of that.
See, that was what I was implying, though. Like, did they hit it off? Or he was like, okay, which one's gonna be my...
Oh, I could totally see that, too. Tonight. Yeah, that vibe of, like, I'll just hook up with one of them. We just stay there. Like, it's all chill. Okay, so Ryan and Grant are the two main ones that got identified, some could say. She does say that these are the main two. She names them. She also clarifies that it's not these other two people that people thought it was. That's not important. But anyway, he does respond.
Oh, my God, my daughter.
My daughter's really finding her voice. So if you hear it, too bad. Okay, so this was Ryan's response to everything. His vibe is interesting.
Okay, this is my response to the whole squatting situation at Coachella. I don't like taking things to social media.
Hey.
Drama, isn't he the one that planned to, like, put it on social private. Media?
So for me, this is very uncomfortable to have to put on social media, but I feel like it needs to be done. I'm going to make this short and sweet, by the way. So basically,
6 minutes.
We decided to go to Coachella. Very last minute, me and Grant, like the day before, we book our flights, we go out to California, and we're trying to look for Airbnbs. We are trying to book our own Airbnb or even just a hotel. But the day before Coachella, everything is all booked. It's near impossible to find a place to stay. We happen to have a close friend that we've known for a long time staying there with his girlfriend. He hits us up like, yo, are you guys coming to Coachella? We're like, yeah. And he's like, we're saying like, we can't find a place to stay. Like, we can't find a place to book. And he's like, yeah, we're staying at this house, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm staying with my girlfriend. And we're like, okay. And he communicates with Grant. I don't know the conversation, but what we heard is that we are allowed to stay and leave our stuff there. So we're thinking, okay, that saves us having to go find an Airbnb. Okay. So, all right, cool.
Already, we have a problem, though. If that was the case, you wouldn't have offered to pay or, like, compensate her all for letting you stay there? Like, you were just gonna, like, go take advantage of this house that someone else got?
Okay, I feel like there's a key part missing, and that's both Grant's testimony and his deposition, and then also the boyfriend. Those two people haven't spoken. Grant went private on TikTok, so he and the girl are the only stories we have. We don't have any other perspective because I feel like there is something missing here. If the boyfriend really did promise them that, then that's fucked up. And I could see someone who is maybe a little bit irresponsible and just wanting to, like, please his boys, because, you know, boys like to please their boys. You know, like, just, like, promising that, like, yo, yeah, keep your stuff here, you can crash on the couch, whatever. Not having consulted his girlfriend, maybe? Who knows? I don't know if that's true.
No, I believe that, but the fact that then they wouldn't be like, hey, thanks so much for letting us stay here. Like, it seems like they were very, like, shady and
No. Like, I do feel like the entitlement that she was talking about, very much so present. Like, maybe I just grew up a different way. You don't do that. Like, you don't just go into people's space not offering groceries, money for staying. If they say no, then okay, then can I get you guys anything for the house? Well, like, you're not just there to, like, leech off of people. That's not kind.
Yeah, well, I mean, even, like, I totally would believe if they were told they were allowed to stay there and they just looked at it like, cool, yeah, we'll just crash there. No big deal. And, like, didn't even think it would be a problem. I feel like I know guys that would do that, but I don't know any of them that would then not offer any kind of, not even a thank you, but like...
Oh, I've met so many guys like this, and I know that this maybe is just judging a book by its cover, but like, men like this, in my experience, literally believe, like, their hotness is like a gift. Like, you're welcome for fucking being here. I'm not joking. It's literally like, yeah, I'm here, and like, you could possibly hook up with me. Like, you're welcome for the chance. Like,
but that's it. They didn't even.
No, they didn't. But like, it's just this weird mentality of like, I'm gracing you with my presence is essentially what I'm getting at.
I guess. I just, like, that's like pretty wild to, like, especially when you know how there isn't a lot of places to stay. So they're really doing you a solid.
Yeah.
And who the fuck books a flight and doesn't have somewhere to stay?
No, that gives me so much anxiety. I can't be friends with people like that. That's just too much. But, yeah, it gets better.
So we get there to the house. We walk in. We didn't barge in. We didn't bring our stuff in first. We actually walked in first.
Because it was secretive.
Hi to everybody.
He's like, we came in first and our suitcases were behind us. Like, that's how that works. Like, sir, that's not what we meant.
No, literally, though, I feel like he's like, we didn't bring the suitcase. cases in. We snuck them in over the wall later when they weren't looking.
The funny part is that he doesn't deny the wall hopping at all.
And everyone was cool with us. Everyone was very cool. Brandon goes,
they thought you were pre-gaming.
You're gonna bring your stuff in. So we're like, okay. We made sure that we could stay there, and we made sure that we could bring our stuff in. So we
with
brought
who?
Our stuff
yeah,
in.
I was going to say, whoa, sir.
Who approved this message?
Like, the guy who's also a guest there? No.
Well, yeah, if it's the boyfriend of the girl.
We find out that the boyfriend was, like, accepting money from them on the side.
Dude, I wouldn't even be surprised. But, like, she didn't mention that the boyfriend lives with them
as
well.
Was even there.
I feel like it's a girl house. I could be just completely assuming this. Some of them have boyfriends. Some of them don't. Boyfriend was staying there at Coachella. Happened to know this dude.
There was just one roommate, I think she said.
Oh, yeah,
it was,
you're right.
Yeah, one girl. And I don't even think it was that one's boyfriend. I think it was one of the ones that was visiting his boyfriend. Regardless, like, that's so, you wouldn't ask the guy who doesn't live there if you can stay. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, we're getting ready. We're taking shots with the girls. Everyone's cool. Everyone's having a fun time. Not once during the whole weekend did we have the impression that we were unwelcomed at all, because they kept inviting us back in. They kept inviting us every day.
But we were under the impression that we stayed there.
I want to make it clear, I only stayed there one night. One night. That was it. The other times, I had a place to stay. One night. Friday night, the first night of Coachella, you know, we're all pre-gaming, having fun. The girls go separate. Me and the boys, we all went separate to an event. And we stayed out very late, till like 4 a.m. And we come by the house, thinking that the door's unlocked. Brandon told us the door's unlocked, we can come in and get our stuff. So, door's locked. Couldn't get in the front door. And, you know, we're drunk. Everyone's drunk at Coachella. Everyone is having a great time. We're all out of our minds. So we're not thinking clearly. We go to the side and hop a wall. Probably not the smartest choice. I understand that. And I apologize for doing that. And I go and knock on the glass window of one of the girls' rooms. Somebody to let us in. So she lets us in. She's very upset that we woke her. We go in and we, you know, we stay there for the night. And the next day she comes in the room and I apologize to her for doing that. And, you know, I tell her, like, you know, let's just get along, right? Let's just get along this weekend. I'm sorry for that.
Let's just get along? Like, you're not obligated to be Are you kidding?
It's almost like if he's the one forgiving her. He's like, listen.
Yeah, it's like, listen, we have to put up with each other. You're not in the real world. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I'm like, okay. And then my two friends, Josh and Bobby, they came by, right? We're having, like, a 45-minute pregame. They weren't any part of this whatsoever. So keep their names out of it. They weren't part of it. They're good
people.
Well,
why'd you just say their name?
They came by and the girl goes, yeah.
My friends Josh and Bobby, who do not want to be identified, don't fucking say their name. Keep their name out of your fucking mouth, sir. I didn't even know who Josh and Bobby were 2 seconds ago.
We thought it was just you and what's his name?
Grant.
Yes.
They came by and the girl goes, yeah, they can come by, but as long as they bring alcohol. So they bring alcohol and we're all partying, you know, we're all having a great time, taking shots.
Yeah, because you're pre-gaming.
And all the girls are having a great time with us.
Allegedly.
We're all talking to them, taking shots with them, doing whatever. Okay. Then they go separate to Coachella and we go separate to Coachella again. Same thing. And then the same thing happens that night. We get locked out. All our stuff is in there. And this is when we are going to another place to stay the second night. And we had our place to stay. So we're trying to get our stuff out.
This is the second time. He said when he was saying they came the first night and they knocked on the door, it was to get their stuff. And then he followed up like, well, and then we slept there.
His timeline makes no sense because she mentioned the first night was the night that one of them was interested in her friend, right? That was presumably Friday night, the first night of Coachella.
Yeah.
So that night they stayed there and that was fine. And the next morning was when he washed his balls with the Olaplex. Then Saturday is the day that he actually slept and knocked on the window. And that's the only night he's admitting he actually stayed there. But he actually stayed there Friday as well.
We don't know if it was him.
Well, who was it? A fucking ghost?
I don't know, Jesse.
It wasn't Bobby and Justin or whatever
Josh
the names
and Bobby.
Were.
Well, I don't know all their fucking names because she said only one of them came the back.
Oh, true. Maybe it was Grant. I'm not sure. You're right.
But he does now twice act like they weren't going to sleep there. They were just going to get their stuff. But
that is so ridiculous. Because I don't fucking care if you're going to sleep here or not. If it's 5 a.m. and I work the next day and you're knocking on my fucking window, go without your bags and pick it up tomorrow. Like, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Also, why do you think the door is fucking locked? Because you weren't supposed to be staying there.
And honestly, if your friend was such a good friend, Brandon or whoever he said invited him.
Yeah, why aren't you calling him?
Either call him or he should have left your shit out front. Like, how much shit do you have? You're just packed for a weekend at Coachella. Like, it just seems very weird that he doesn't see the issue with waking her up 2 days in a row. Like, that is very annoying.
Right? He seems like they were irritated that they, like, the doors were locked. Well, yeah, it's not your fucking house. Are you kidding?
You don't live here, sir. You don't have keys for a reason.
Oh, my God.
But I have valuables and things in my backpack, my suitcase. So I had to do the same thing. We had to go through the back.
Had to do it.
And,
had to do
you
it.
You know, I felt very guilty and bad doing that.
Did you?
But, you know, if your stuff is in someone's house and you need to get it out, you know, I feel like it's kind of necessary. I don't know. But we did that again. They let us in.
Bruh.
And we get our stuff and we leave. And that was that. Okay. But they kept letting us back in. They kept, like, saying that, you know, we're good. We're good to be there. Not once during that whole weekend.
He's literally like a vampire. Is like, you invited me in. I come in funny. Again.
Well, two of the times they invited you in was because you woke them up at 5 a.m. to get your shit. That's hardly like, come here, I made a bed for you. Like, yeah, fine. They're not rude and telling you not to come pregame, mm-hmm. but like, that's not staying there. That's very, very different.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to grasp how annoying that is. Again, she was like, I'm a nurse. I work at 7 in the fucking morning. You're there at 5 in the morning knocking on the door. That's annoying.
Well, and then the first guy that she describes that he like woke up, like the shower, using her stuff is weird, but like, sure, I guess. Making breakfast and stuff. Also, did like he only make himself breakfast?
I won't even get myself a glass of water at your house.
I mean, you would, but
I was gonna say mostly because you don't have water, but also because I just don't like to get people's shit. Like, I like to ask first. That's how I was brought up. So it is pretty telling to me the way that he's talking about it, like it's nothing. And also, you have to remember, have you ever been woken up by something? That is such a really fucking annoying feeling. Like, whether it's someone you love so much and it's like 5 a.m. and they're like, hey, like, I need this. Like, I can't, like,
I would have been.
No, no, I would have been irate.
Raging.
If Nassim even woke me up, like, let's say at 5 a.m, he's like, I can't find my phone. I would be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't give a shit.
But before we go any further, we do have a word from our sponsor, OneSkin.
OneSkin's products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging.
The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel kind of dumb because I didn't realize this earlier. Did you know that their moisturizer has little refills and it comes out like this?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, well. I don't have it with me right now, but yes, I
just
did. Because there's two different packages you could get. There's the one that you get the refills for, or the one that's disposable.
Yeah, I thought that was super smart. And honestly, the formula is amazing. This moisturizer has quickly become my favorite moisturizer. My skin is not dry, not flaky. I love it. And I cannot go a day without using this. But oh my gosh, I cannot rant enough about the eye cream. Do you use the eye cream a lot? Because this is literally, no joke, the only eye cream I've ever tried that does not burn my eyes and they don't water. Like, every other eye cream I use, my eyes are like gushing liquid. I don't know what it is. I know.
Well, it just, neither of them feel like there's something so strong in them that it's like burning you from the inside out.
No, and they're not scented. And honestly, it just feels really, really great on your skin. I have become, honestly, OneSkin's number one fan.
Right? They're not too oily, not too thick. Big fan.
And if you guys want to try out OneSkin for yourself, you can get 15% off for a limited time using our code DWKT over at oneskin.co at checkout.
And that is 15% off for first-time customers. So unfortunately, you don't get to keep using it, but if you want to try it, use the code DWKT at checkout, oneskin.co.
And thank you so much to OneSkin for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Well, no, but then especially when you like add in the like, they're in Palm Springs, the neighbors are like psychotic there, the noise complaints, I would be livid. Like, they would be getting their stuff and then leaving at 5 a.m.
What's so interesting is that this video somehow won over the internet and people were like, oh my god, like, yeah, that she shouldn't have posted that, essentially.
Because he just said, like, no, they invited us in.
Yeah.
And no, with no proof, you can't by see the way. I can read through this bullshit 100%.
A whole weekend? Did anybody say we owed them money?
What?
Not once during that whole weekend did anyone say we're unwelcomed there.
The fact we felt you very wouldn't offer is there insane. The whole time.
So our friend Brandon, who was staying there.
Fuck Brandon. There. yeah, no, Brandon is, you know, also the main culprit.
We were talking in the morning
here.
On the last day, and like everything seemed fine. Everything seemed fine. I was talking to his girlfriend.
To
everything seemed fine.
Yeah, to Brandon?
There's
no one
problems
cares.
Whatsoever. We had a great weekend. Everything was very fun.
For you.
Until me and Grant fly back to Austin, Texas, where we live. And then we see the video pop up and we're like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Like, this is not what they were, you know, acting like at Coachella. Like, they were very kind to us, very nice to us. Everyone was getting along. And then she randomly pops out with this video. And you know, I paid her. So they said I owed her money. I paid her. I have proof of that that I could show
after they
later
told
on.
You.
I'll show that. But I paid them for all the stuff they asked for. I paid them. There were no damages, by the way. I think it was a fee for having too many people in the house. So I paid them that. And then I apologized. Me and Grant both apologized. We tried to have a conversation with her in private on the phone, on text, but she didn't want to work with us in that way. She wanted to take it to social media and she wanted to take that route. So I'm very sorry for everything that happened. You know, I hope we can get past this. I'm sorry for my actions and my behaviors. I really do apologize. That is not who I am. That is not who Grant is. We are very,
but
very
good people.
But you
just spent the whole time saying how it was fine.
It was just a very wild weekend, an unexpected weekend, and this will never happen again. Next year, we will definitely get our home place, all right? So this does not have to happen again. Once again, I'm sorry, and I hope, you know, everyone can move past this.
Oh, you're gonna shit God. Your actual fucking pantaloons when I show you one of his most recent TikToks. Prepare to shit him.
The fact that, like, I gave her the money they asked for. They shouldn't have had to ask you for money. Why would you just, like, get a free place to stay?
Oh, girl. Check this out, sister. He's very sorry, okay? Keep that in mind. Very sorry. It'll never happen
He's very
again.
Sorry, even though he said that everything was fine and he doesn't really understand why he's apologizing, basically.
Squat this, squat that. I'm about to be squatting on the toilet after I finish all this food. God damn. It's Friday, though. I'm feeling great. You know, yep. You know the vibes.
Does that not seem like a man that's gonna come in your house and annoy the fuck out of you and use your Olaplex on his balls?
And I'm also very concerned that he's gonna like chip a tooth with how aggressively he put that fork in his mouth.
I asked Lily to find a TikTok and maybe we'll put it in here. It was people asking the original girl, like, why'd you open the door not once but twice, is what they were saying. Like, it's basically your fault. Honestly, I don't know if it's just people who haven't been put in a situation like this. I haven't been put in the exact scenario, but I've been put in very similar situations.
You just kind of feel obligated too.
Well, not only that, there's so many different elements to it. How late it was.
The neighbors.
How she didn't know these people. The neighbors. She didn't want to probably cause a scene. Also, just having men that you don't fucking know in your house. It's a very intimidating feeling. I'm not saying that she thought they were going to do anything to her. I'm just saying, like, it's intimidating as fuck. It's an energy that you're like, oh, I don't know what I could do here. Like, this is weird.
And then at 5 a.m. when he self-admittedly, like, they're all wasted and probably also on drugs, telling a bunch of wasted guys no.
Yeah. And the fact that she brought it to social media doesn't surprise me, because these people have social media followings. And again, she did try to message them and she posted the message. And it's basically her saying, hey, this is fucked up. This is the damages and all that stuff. She alleges that they never answered her. Apparently they did after the fact. I bet you anything it was after she posted those videos, and they had left her on red until then, which is very telling.
Yeah, no, and then he acts like she didn't want to have the conversation. Like, okay.
At that point, I wouldn't want to have the conversation with you either. I don't know. I guess some people could feel some type of way about her bringing it to social media, but I would also feel pretty pissed off if someone was waking me up, using my house, using my shit, and then filming in my backyard and posting things like, oh, I'm at Coachella, and like acting like that's your space that you didn't pay for and you didn't do shit for. That would piss me off too.
I would have probably made a video and just not named them.
Right. Well, did she? Yeah, she did name them, right?
But
oh, she showed them.
Yeah, she shows them. Yeah, no. I mean, I don't blame her. I just personally would have not done that.
Yeah, same, for a million reasons, but also I think it's mainly that we don't like that kind of confrontation.
Well, and it's just, it like snowballs into something way more than you need it to be.
Right. But notably, again, that Grant guy, who I think was the one that was with her friend and stayed that first night, he went private on everything. I don't know if he still is by the time we post this.
Well, we might have spoke too soon because good old Grant decided to unprivate his TikTok so we could all be graced with the like 15 videos he has, where I think in 10 of them he's either shirtless or flexing. So this one he's not, though. So that was a nice change. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hi, guys. This is Grant here, the Coachella squatter TikToker. This is the last thing I want to do in regards to making a video sharing my side of the story. But when someone crosses the line and shares false statements about you and twists the whole story and blows everything out of proportion, I kind of have to do this. So let me keep it short and sweet. We got invited to the house where we squatted at. We paid the gal. We were very respectful and kind. We were taking photos for the gals. My buddies brought alcohol for them. And it was just overall a grand time.
So the fact that someone would go out of their way to make a video like that breaks my heart. But those of you who know me know that doesn't align with my character. So I'm sorry, Ashley, that things came across that way.
So you agree it did come across that way? But I thought you took pictures of them and brought them alcohol. And also, you say you paid them. Yeah, after the fact, when she asked you to. As you might imagine, Ashley was also not very impressed with this response. She did decide to post one last video stitching his, and I mean, I'll let you watch it and you can decide who's telling the truth here.
We paid the gal. We were very respectful and kind. We were taken.
Yes, you did pay us back, which I'm very thankful for, but you never would have if I didn't make this video in the first place. I'm so sick of having to explain myself over and over, but I guess I have to. I texted you guys on Monday asking for you to take accountability for what you did and for the fines that we were being charged, and I never got a response. And it made me so angry after thinking about everything that happened over the weekend that I decided to just make the video. I never honestly expected it to go as viral as it did, but here we are. I don't really know what you consider to be respectful and kind, but I don't think standing back while your friend Ryan threatens me to be let into my house is very respectful. Here's a screenshot from Brandon's phone, only inviting them to come over to pregame with us before we head into Coachella. There was no text or any sort of invite to come and sleep here. I wasn't around when this happened, but according to my roommate, when you guys got here, you asked her if you could take all your suitcases inside so they wouldn't have to be sitting outside in the car while we were at the festival. The reason all the doors were locked and why you had to hop over the fence in the back is because we were not expecting you guys to come here and sleep. Not to mention, while I was at work on Wednesday and wouldn't take down the video, you guys decided to start threatening me with unaliving yourself and getting me fired. And then afterwards, posting videos, making fun of the situation of you guys squatting together at the gym. And then when your friend FaceTimed you asking if you were doing okay, you said, yeah, man, don't worry about it. I'm only saying these things to get them to take down the video. So I appreciate the payment and the apology, but I know it wouldn't have happened if I didn't make this video in the first place. And I just hope that you learn from this.
Anyway, I think that brings the Coachella Squatters saga to a close. But I think we can all agree, thank goodness Grant came in here to set the record straight, because it definitely was very authentic feeling. Anyway, that's it. Back to us. Bye.
Ryan, as we saw, just went on to joke about it.
Ryan is just hoping
that I'm gonna squat and shit in a toilet. It's like, okay, well,
you're so funny.
It's just like the juxtaposition, some could say, of like him saying, I'm sorry, this will never happen again, to that. It's like
he basically spends the entire time justifying it and then being like, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. What won't happen again? You squatting in someone's house because you didn't plan? Speaking of Ryan, I actually just passed what I'm going to assume is a deleted video on my For You page, and call me crazy, but he doesn't seem that sorry here.
I get it, we're trending.
If you're a girl and you keep making these same videos over and over and over again about the squatting situation, oh my God. It's Coachella, bro. We're all squatting at somebody's place. Everybody ends up at somebody's place at the end of the night. That's how it goes. That's Coachella. If you never been to Coachella,
that's how it is.
That's how it
is. Come on.
Any girl makes a video about this shit, you are chasing clout. I'm telling you right now. We had a great weekend. We had a great
banger. And I know bangers.
Great weekend. Oh my God. Stop making videos about this stuff. If you make another video, I'm gonna assume you're chasing clout and we literally will disown you. Like, stop making videos about this stuff. Okay? Also, the girl in that video was wearing my hoodie that my ex got me. My ex bought me. She stole it. All right? And she's wearing it in the damn video. And she stole it out of the bottom of my suitcase. So let's move past it. Forget it. All right? Move on with your lives. I work two jobs. I have two jobs. Okay? Two jobs. If you can't be adult enough to handle this shit in private, I'm sorry, but you're a fucking loser. Get the fuck past it. Move on.
I I can't. All I'm gonna say is, looks like we were right. As usual, Ryan and Grant, so respectful. They just show so much character. Speaking of, I actually did see another video that Ashley made where she describes her friend's encounter with Grant, because it turns out Grant was the one that slept on her couch on the first night.
The only person that stayed here, I think, was Grant. And the only reason he stayed here was because he was into my friend, and I thought she was kind of into him too. So we all came back and went to bed, and Grant and my friend were out on the couch in the living room. And then at like 3 a.m., my friend comes into my room and is like, hey, I'm gonna go home. Can Grant like pass out on your couch here? I come to find out later that Grant was acting super weird towards her, like asking to spit in her mouth and saying, oh, I'm gonna take off my pants now. And she's like, dude, no, like we're in someone's living room. And she just ends up going home, like feeling super weird. The next day, Grant goes to my friend Andy's boyfriend, who's Grant's friend, and he's like crying about how she didn't hook up with him, and then says, well, on to the next. And then Saturday night was the worst night, where they came to my door here and were banging on it all creepily. And then I open my door and basically tell them, after they're like threatening me, I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with this. Like, go to the next room down and talk to Brandon and Andy. So then they go like crying to them, saying that they're drunk, they can't drive, they were at some party and had a gun pulled on them, and like begging them to just crash on the floor for a couple hours. And then Andy's boyfriend like goes to her and is like, well, it's up to her. And it puts her in a really weird position. Like, what is she gonna do? And then Sunday, I didn't really see what all happened, but Andy's boyfriend, their friend, had texted them saying, don't do this again. Like, don't come in the middle of the night. Ashley, me, I have to work in the morning. Literally, I work at 7 a.m. And he's like, please don't come like banging on the door. But they do anyways, like asking to grab their stuff. So it was all just like a very interesting, weird dynamic. And we didn't really know how to go about it.
Anyway, as I said before, looks like we were right. Yeah, that's all. Back to us.
I will say though, squatting isn't the right term. I feel like squatting is a different thing, and I don't think that's considered squatting. Like, squatting is taking advantage of like a empty house, no? And then you get like squatter's rights and all that shit.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be an empty house. I think it's just someone staying somewhere that's not theirs. Wikipedia does describe it as the action of occupying an abandoned or unoccupied area of land. Yeah, no, squatting is it's a little dramatic. It gets the point across.
Yeah, I more so just think it wasn't like accurate. I think it was a miscommunication coupled in with poor planning, coupled in with entitlement, and it was just all recipe for disaster. I do still strongly believe that they disrespected her space, and it doesn't feel like he has the understanding of that. Like, it doesn't seem like he's very sympathetic.
I mean, the fact that he flat out was like, what's the boyfriend's name? Brandon?
Brandon. Fucking Brandon.
Well, Brandon said we didn't need to pay. Okay, sir, it's not Brandon's house. And also, like, you should offer anyway.
And it's not a man thing either, because, like, my husband is, like, the opposite of this. My husband would make sure with everyone in the house, he'd be like, hey, like, you sure? Like, are you good? This is what he said.
That's like, the thing. It's like, most of my guy friends, I feel like, would have gone out of their way. They would have, like, maybe they made breakfast, but it's because they made everyone breakfast. And they, like, tried to, like, overcompensate.
Or, at the very least, like, something my husband would do is, like, hey, I'm gonna go get breakfast. What do you guys want? Like, I'm staying in your space. The fact that he just made himself eggs and shit is crazy. You just know he didn't clean the dishes too.
Right? It's like either the type of person that wakes up and like folds the blankets and like trying to clean up after themselves. And then there's like that picture of all their shit in the living room. Like,
you just know he didn't clean his fucking breakfast. He left pubes in the shower. You just know. It's just, it is what it is.
I mean, maybe we're being a little judgy, but like,
but we're also right.
You can tell.
Yeah. We're being a little bit presumptuous, but that's only from experience.
And, that's the thing. It's like, this isn't like a one-up. This is a breed of human.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. And we've encountered them, and that's where we speak from. Yeah, but you know what?
I've seen them in the wild.
Wish them all well. I'm glad nobody was hurt. I mean, this isn't like a horrible, horrendous, like something fucked up happened. It's not, you know.
No, and it's not like they caused a bunch of damage, but it's just disrespectful and like entitled.
Well, that was that. But we can move on to our second topic, which is equally as random. They're both TikTok dramas, which it's been a while since we've done obscure Jesse TikTok dramas that nobody cares about.
It has. It has.
So this one is about an Irish pub.
I do like an Irish pub.
Oh, Period. Why?
Just because usually there's places to sit and there's beer.
I think that's any bar, but okay, period.
No, but like, you know, like Irish pubs are usually like nice and cozy. They have booths.
Mm. Have you ever been to Epcot?
No.
Have you ever been to Disney?
Maybe when I was like really little, but.
Oh my God.
Because my grandma lived in Florida, but otherwise, no.
We need to add this to the slew of things we plan on camera so that the other person agrees to, much like you invited me to Coachella. But for Amelie's third birthday, we want to go to fucking Disney. You should come and we want to go to Epcot. That would be so fun.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. And it's so fun. By the time you reach the other side of the world, you don't know where
you are. Well, I've heard the food is much better in Florida.
Oh yeah. Disneyland food's kind of bleh.
Not compared to California, but compared to Disneyland versus Disney World.
Yeah, that's true. And there's just a lot more to see. And also, have you been to Universal Studios? That's the funnest.
In LA, but...
Oh, girl, that thing sucks.
Yeah, I was like, but... And it's pretty not that great.
And you've never been to Islands of Adventure. Oh, God, so much to do. Okay, we're going to get that done. Anyway, back to Irish pubs. So I heard about this on my For You page, but I didn't do the deep diving. And full disclosure, I have not seen all of these videos, okay? Legitimately, I swear on my life, I don't know what to do at this point to convince you. But Lily had to find the original because although all of the follow-ups, all of the updates are still there, the original was deleted, and I don't know if it was taken down because of TikTok taking it down. At this point, I kind of feel like TikTok might be taking down some of these people's videos.
Well, doesn't matter.
Okay, well, so you have the video, so you found it in your FBI system that you have a subscription for or something. I don't know what you do.
No, but I actually saw a guy recently, you've probably seen him on TikTok, that like the one I just saw, it's like he found out based on a girl's TikTok of like her eating room service in a hotel and just saying that she was in a hotel, and he figured out like where it was.
That seems less threatening when women do it, but yeah, no.
He doesn't do it in like a creepy way, but like I watched it and I was like, oh, yeah, no, I could have done that. The more I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, should I start doing, like, I can't be one of those, what are they called? The geo.
Oh, the geo locator? Or what are they, like, there's competitions for it.
I don't know, there's some kind of nickname for them. Couldn't do that, because I don't know where anything is. But if it was like, figure out where this person went last year on this date, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I have to ask Lily, what do I Google for this? Because I don't know how to search it right.
I've always been a really good Googler.
Yeah.
But then I feel like this show has made my sleuthing skills. It's taken up a few notches. So the caption is, fired after 3 days for trying to get this place up to food safety standards. Wolfhound Irish Pub. And then it's the phone number and the address. And another phone number?
Speaking of sharing too much information.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's probably why it got deleted.
You're right, actually. That is probably why he got
taken down. Yeah, for doxing them.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's a business, so it's like...
Well, yeah, but like doing it with a negative.
Yeah.
Hello, TikTok. My name is Alex Manx, and I'm working here, well, I used to work here, at Wolfhound Irish Pub here in Claremont. This place is fucking disgusting. Let's take a look at some things. This is their cleaning supply stuff.
Oh my gosh. They
did not even have soap or sanitizer going to this dishwasher, so all they were doing was spraying hot water on their dishes. You see everything in this fucking cooler? No idea when it was made, no idea who made it, no idea how long it's all been fucking sitting here. It's all fucking gross. All of it is fucking gross. Can't show you how gross this shit was. Why? Because I spent the last 3 days cleaning it all by my fucking self. Looks nice now, don't it? Oh yeah, the only reason I'm making this video is because after 3 days of working here and telling the owner that everything needs to fucking change because this place is fucking disgusting and they're going to kill somebody because nothing in here is fucking food safe, I got fired. You like mashed potatoes? This is where they fucking strain the potatoes at. This is the walk-in. Everything's fucking open. Nothing's labeled. Look at that. How long has it been there? God only knows. What the fuck is it? God only knows. Look at that. Food on the fucking floor. And I'm the problem. Look at that. Food on the fucking floor.
Is that meat?
Yeah.
Food.
Why is there meat everywhere?
On top of a fucking keg. Raw fucking meat on top of a keg.
Oh my God.
Food on the floor again. Wolfhound Irish Pub.
Now you've been intelligent.
Again, that's Wolfhound Irish Pub here in Claremont, Florida, where they put food on the fucking ground and then serve it to you.
Holy shit.
There's whistleblowing and then there's that. That was very straightforward.
That's one way to handle getting fired. I guess I'm mostly wondering why he... so passionate about like cleaning? Like, why would you work there?
Well, okay, so he does do a few follow-ups, but he's a line cook. He's had a lot of experience, I think he says over a decade in the industry. So he knew right off the bat that this wasn't up to standards. And again, he only worked 3 days. So it does make sense to me. It's not like he worked there for months and like was tolerating this. It seems like he went in, from what he says, tried to get a grip of the situation. The owner wasn't on board. He got fired for trying to help them. And therefore, he got pissed.
I guess, like, call me selfish. But, like, if you got a job somewhere and then found out that it was, like, absolutely disgusting, I don't think I would want to be associated with them either. Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't take it upon myself to be like, I'm going to turn this place around. This isn't Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, I would. I guess that everyone's different. But I'm very much a person that no matter what environment I'm in, if I can fix it up or do something, even if it's not a part of my job title or whatever. I did that all the time in Polo Ralph Lauren. Things that weren't a part of my job title, I was doing it anyway, just because it bothers me if it's not done. So I think that different brains work in different ways.
But I feel like that's different than like going into a place that's like very clearly violating health codes and like doesn't give a shit.
I know, but the thing is, he got a job presumably because he needed a job. He's a line cook who needed a different position.
Yeah.
Got the job, tried to make the best out of it by being like, hey, this isn't how shit is normally run, let me help you. And it went
south. I get it. It's just, that's really making the best out of it.
I feel like I would do it too, is why I think I understand him. Like, I would try to like clean shit and be like, okay, maybe we should label this, like, this isn't right and this could hurt someone and there shouldn't be raw meat on a keg.
Yeah, but then like, he's not working there 7 days a week. Like, who's gonna uphold your new...
I know. I think that certain people come to terms with things when you try... It's similar to, like, I've seen a lot of people on TikTok. For some reason, I'm on, like, messy house TikTok, or I guess some people would describe it as, like, dirty house TikTok. And there's some teenager that talks about how they live in the house with their parents and it's always been filthy and they never knew that that wasn't normal. Basically, how they reached the point of, like, there was no point in cleaning it because everybody just always fucks it up. I think that you get to that point eventually, but I think that some people would walk in with an optimistic, like, outlook on it and just be like, oh, okay, I could help and I could fix this. And maybe he thought that, like, this guy doesn't know how to run the place, let me help him out, like, tell him this is what you should be doing. And then it just went south. I mean, again, 3 days is nothing.
I mean, bless his heart for trying, but that's a big undertaking for...
It is, yeah. And again, that did look pretty clean, like the stainless steel part. Seems like he scrubbed it real good.
Next to the keg and the... Why was there meat, unrefrigerated meat?
Dude, the keg and raw meat is out of control.
Like, that's absurd.
On the fucking floor, as he said. Yeah, it is, no matter what, because the restaurant owner has responded and there's been this back and forth, but no matter what, there is no excuse for that. That is disgusting.
I think there's a difference between like improving something and like
doing more than you should be doing for a place.
No, because like, again, like, clever. I definitely did things that like just I knew no one would do them. Right. So I'm like, well, I mean, I know how to do that, so I'll just do that too, even though it wasn't expected and like it was not my job. But without also the guarantee that like they're gonna then uphold all of the like stuff that you're trying to do. Like, if they just let it get that bad, why would you expect that they're gonna suddenly have it clean and be like, oh, we like this?
And I also think people shouldn't be expected to do more than they're paid to do. I just know that that's how I have operated sometimes, and it's not always fair. And
no, for sure. And it seems like if he voluntarily was doing it, cool. I just am like shocked that you would. This TikTok is him responding to a comment that says, the lack of proper procedure in this establishment made my eye twitch and my stomach.
Imagine how it was for me. Someone who has almost 10 years of experience of working in restaurants, went to culinary school, passed the boards to get my certification in food safety, coming into this restaurant and trying to save it and being and being turned away basically because I'm stirring the pot and causing drama. That's the ultimate reason why I got fired. Stirring the pot and causing drama. Yeah.
He's not someone that's just a cook. Like, he has a lot of experience and then he has like certifications in safety of food and shit. How would that feel seeing that fucking raw meat on the keg? That shit is like burned in my memory.
I know, but I just like, again, like, this isn't Kitchen Nightmares. No one asked you to come in. So it's like, they clearly didn't mind that it was dirty and they like were fine with this environment.
No, but it's true what he's saying. It could kill someone. Genuinely, it could kill someone.
No, I don't know how it was even open.
Well, here's the thing that scares me about covering a topic like this, because I know so many of the people watching this are in the food industry or the service industry and know horror stories, and they're everywhere. in every restaurant, there is just nasty shit.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure that there's way more places.
It's not just way more places. I have heard the sentiment that if you eat out, just don't be picky. Like, don't be picky about, like, oh, this needs to be clean and that needs to be clean because nothing's clean. And I'm like, oh, my God. That scares me because I'm just a person that cannot handle that. I can't even share a cup with someone because of the germs that I can, like, see on the fucking glass, even my own kids. I can't handle that. And I need to, like, kind of compartmentalize that when I go out and pretend that that doesn't exist. And when I get my meal, I'm like, perfect little meal. I love you. You're made with love by the chef. Nothing else.
Like, and then on the opposite end of the spectrum, like, I'm so not a germaphobe at all. Like, I just doesn't even occur to me.
Really?
Apparently my immune system has kept me alive this long, so we're still good. But this is like, not, oh, it's a little dirty. It's like, no, what is going on?
I want to go into the pub owner's response because it's interesting.
It always is when the owners respond.
I know.
Hello, I'm Patty with Wolfhound Irish Pub. This isn't the picture we envisioned. Empty tables, quiet atmosphere. You know, this isn't just mine and Anton's dream. It's the dream of my entire incredible staff to have an authentic Irish pub in the Four Corners area. And right now, it feels like everything is crumbling around us. Why? Because of a vicious and untrue video posted by a disgruntled three-day ex-employee. Let me tell you about him. He came in seemingly perfect, said all the right things during his interview, claimed years of experience. Desperate for help, we hired him on the spot. Looking back, the red flags were there. His inability to find work for months.
He shows a Facebook post from the guy Alex that says, I'm that close to start scamming if I don't find a stable job soon.
And honestly, I think a lot of people are on the same page in this economy, so.
Yeah, and I guess speaks to why he was willing to
to get the job, yeah.
But also, I'm like, the fact that he's going directly to attacking the guy and not very acknowledging telling. The fact that there was fucking raw meat on yeah. the floor, like, oh, okay.
We want to know about the meat on the keg, sir. That's all right? We care about.
I'm like, oh, we want to make it an authentic Irish pub. Well, I think that's a little rude to Irish people, but okay.
The vague answers, but in the moment, we just wanted someone to ease the burden on our team. He started strong, spent a lot of time cleaning, brilliant. But then things shifted. He had obsessed over areas already cleaned, ignore tasks he was hired to
areas
complete.
In the room.
He texted me cryptic messages about failing inspections, but he wouldn't elaborate. On his third day, after assuring me he was ready, I left him unsupervised for a whole 8-hour shift.
Wait. Okay, so he starts showing messages. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty of it. What it seems like before this happened is that he's asking him where proper cleaning supplies are. That's the vibe that I'm getting. And then this is the owner's response to him.
Oh, yeah. So this is the owner speaking. There are paper towel rolls there for gross messes. Then I have a bag of towels for more finished cleaning. Ask bartender to get towels from office. I will get more Fabuloso. Sanitizer should be in gallon jugs. And then Alex responds, Fabuloso is for homes. You need a cleaner for the kitchen that is NSF rated to kill bacteria. This is all basic knowledge and the kitchen manager should know. I'm not trying to be mean, but this kitchen is in a state that doesn't pass inspection standards and I'd like to be fixed. I'm willing and ready to fix every issue. I just need your approval.
See, okay, why would he show these as if he's doing something? Because he's right. Fabuloso, unless you get the yellow one, I believe is the one that even claims to be antibacterial. It has no antibacterial properties. Like, it is literally just a smell good situation. Nothing of this makes him look bad. So the fact that this is his first receipt, concerning, some would say.
So Alex says, but right now I'll continue cleaning. And then the owner hearts it.
He's like, good job. You right? do
He's
that.
He's like, oh, cool. Awesome. And then he says, and deli cups, please. Mason jars are cool, but not for a restaurant. What are deli cups? I love that the manager is asking this as well.
If I had to guess, because I do watch some chefs, deli cups are like those plastic things that they put food in. Yeah, those things. You've seen like chefs with them, like when you see chefs cooking at home.
Oh, yeah.
They have those plastic cups.
It's basically like disposable Tupperware.
Yeah, exactly. And
mason jars are cool, but not for a restaurant. Mason jars are for like pickling things, I feel like.
Well, and mason jars too, especially with a restaurant, I feel like there's so many liabilities with like it shattering and just, you know, it's not practical for a line cook needing just like ingredients packed and deli cups. I don't know. The fact that he's having to tell an owner this is crazy. Because I even know what they are, and I just watch chefs on TikTok.
Yeah, well, and then the owner says, deli cups? Don't know what they are. We will be in this afternoon. And then Alex says, we just need to go shopping together. And then the manager says, good idea. What should my budget be? LOL. I'm browsing.
Jesus.
Those are the only messages he shows.
Sir, I don't know if you read those messages, but they absolutely make you look horrible. Like, it's him having to baby you through the process of owning a restaurant when half the things I already knew, like, yeah, Fabuloso's not gonna do it, buddy. There's grease and shit and fucking harmful bacteria, especially when you have things that may be not labeled, as we saw. That's producing a really harmful bacteria. That's not even just like restaurant bacteria that everyone has to deal with. That's like troubling. So it is concerning. And the fact that he showed those,
there's nothing I love more than when people are like, I have the receipts. And then they show the receipts and they show the exact opposite of whatever they're trying to prove.
You know what's interesting? And I've learned that, you know, through my experience on the internet. I really do think it shows more than ever that perspectives can be wildly different. Two people can be reading the same thing and see the complete opposite. And you see it in the comments. I mean, anytime you see a TikTok that's 335 likes and 284 comments, it didn't go well for them. I think the majority of people here had the same perspective, but I think that it is interesting to me that he could show that as proof and literally be like, he described it as like, he's obsessed over cleaning. It's like, or did he just like think—
Well, yeah, you work in a restaurant.
He's like, God, him and that pesky cleaning. Fuck that.
Oh my God.
Now let's talk about this video for a second. He posted it on social media. A disgusting lie painted.
This reminds me of a certain lawsuit we're in right now where it's like, these false things. And it's like, those were screenshots. What do you mean false? What is false about this video? Like, is it AI? Because I'm pretty sure he's showing a really gross kitchen.
Disgusting lie painted its truth. A video claiming health violations. Look, we're not perfect. Admittedly, there may have been a box out of place, but it's important to remember this is during a slow morning shift, a time an organization is key task for the cook. He was responsible for prepping and organizing
those
very areas that he highlighted in the video. Crucially, the walk-in cooler and fridge he specifically showed in the video were left in that state after his shift. This was a lapse in maintaining our usual high standards, and my partner saw this upon arrival that day. He corrected it on the spot. We maintain the highest standards of cleanliness and hygiene, and that's a priority we take very seriously.
Well, clearly you don't, though.
Sir, I'm sorry.
That was unreal. He was showing the evidence of how gross it was, being like, it's not that bad. See?
You're not going to tell me that after a load of potatoes at that restaurant that I'm not gonna be shit in my pants. There's no way that anybody eating there is not getting diarrhea. But anyway, that's besides the point. What I do find interesting is that you're gonna show us text messages that obviously, very clearly, to anybody but you apparently, shows that Alex had a standard for cleanliness that you had no idea about. Like, you didn't even know that that standard of cleanliness was possible. Anything other than Fabuloso, never heard of it.
It's pretty clear that now, like, him showing that video also, like, this is clearly an issue that is longer, it's occurring for longer than a few hours.
What would really frustrate me if I was Alex is like, okay, so I cleaned everything. He admitted that he cleaned everything. Like, oh, it started off great. He was cleaning everything. But then you're still gonna rag on him for what he didn't do to fix your restaurant that obviously didn't become that way in a day when he started working.
My point.
There.
Yeah.
So now you want him to like fix everything to reach what you describe as your high cleanliness standards or high standards for cleanliness. Bull fucking shit. Alex came in, did as much as he could. And then when he couldn't anymore, you fired him. Like when he wanted to push further and you weren't willing to go there with him or whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it wasn't even that he wasn't willing or couldn't do it. He just
wanted the permission.
Didn't want him to.
Yeah, that's not his job, by the way. I think to a certain extent, cleanliness is your job when you're a line cook. But also, I learned this in home economics. Mise en place, like there's people that do the fucking dishes and do that, and it's not really the cook's job usually. It's someone else that they hire to do that position. So I do find it weird that he's just like, he cleaned, it was great, but then he didn't clean enough. But anyway, there is a part two, so we can watch that.
This is one of the best examples of showing the opposite receipts that you should be showing that I've ever seen.
Oh my God, we should coin that phrase, opposite receipts. That's what they are.
He went so far as to post my personal number online.
That was too much.
That doxing resulted in multiple prank calls, even death threats.
I think
that's unconscionable.
Yeah, no, that's fucked.
I have been forced to change my own personal number because of this malicious act. We also took down all of our social media because of the constant barrage of negativity and harassment. Quite frankly, folks, we needed to take a breath. We've had inspections, multiple inspections. Not a single one found anything posing an immediate threat to the...
Whoa.
What?
He is showing a fucking inspection notice that he has cut off. And you can tell that it did say action required. And it says something law. I'm going to say, guess law. But are not an immediate threat to the public. But still a threat.
So he didn't do great. Me, when I took any test in high school, I was like, listen, I passed technically.
Oh my God. And it says inspection reason complaint.
Opposite receipt, strike again. This is pretty intense.
Like, this is insane. Basically, he's showing this like they passed, but I don't think they passed with flying colors by any means.
No.
I think there was a follow-up visit.
And a lot of times I have seen that they will pass people with stipulations. It'll be, hey, this needs to be done.
There's a warning date.
A what?
A warning date. And it's 9 days, it looks like, after this inspection took place. And then it says,
not it literally being this month.
You found some timely drama. But then underneath that, it has the date of a future inspection. Because clearly it didn't really pass this one.
Bro. Okay, that's wild. Why is he showing us this?
Sir, does someone hack you?
Not a single one found anything posing an immediate threat to the public, lads. We may not be perfect, as I've said before. There may be occasional mistakes, but you can rest assured the safety of...
Follow-up inspection required!
Oh my God.
Literally, unwrapped food, separating raw, like, oh my God.
I kind of love this right now. This is really funny.
Is this a joke?
Well, the thing is, too, is like, when you see this, you see how the restaurant got to the state that it's in. It's because he doesn't see an issue with it. And he's like, he literally is using the fact that they said you're not an immediate threat to the public as like a period.
So now we see more of the text before that. The things must be corrected by April 11th.
Yeah, because there's things wrong, sir. Again, I say, I wouldn't eat mashed potatoes at this establishment. Like, I feel like there are nasty things in restaurants. But again, the guy didn't stage a fucking raw meat on the keg. Like, it's just, he didn't make all of that for the video.
One of the things that's on there says, employees' health knowledge, ill/symptomatic employees present.
Wait, what? Ill/what?
Symptomatic.
What does that mean?
You have symptoms of being sick. You're sneezing, you're coughing.
Oh, so the employees were sick.
I cannot.
Oh my God. That is, I mean, I'm really in awe that he shared this with us. Thank you, King. I mean, honestly, for the honesty, but.
Wow. And he does it with so much confidence too.
The safety of our customers and the well-being of our team are paramount. The Wolfhound Irish Pub is just over a year old. We took over this building and let me tell you, it had issues. But we rolled up our sleeves, addressed every single problem and brought everything up to code. We complied with every inspection and got certified to operate and have been operating ever since. Lads, we're a local business. We've built it with our own sweat and labor and a whole lot of community support. We don't have the resources of big chains, but we pour our hearts and souls into this place every single day. To our loyal patrons, the ones who know us, who've stood by us, a heartfelt thank you. Your support means the world. Over the last couple days, you've shown up, you've come in, you've encouraged us. I can't say thank you enough. To those who saw the video and who felt disgust, I understand. But please know the truth. This was a vicious, vile, manufactured act of revenge by a person who worked here 3 days and was let go. And finally, to my staff, I'm sorry you've had to put up with this. I can't thank you enough for rallying around, being a part of the team that is going to make this place what we envisioned. We'll see you here, folks.
No, we will not see us there, folks.
The delusion is okay. Strong with this
what
one.
I will say is that I have seen people with less means literally holes in the wall with no other ability to keep something afloat other than themselves and their family have more respect for their establishment than this man has. Like, you could say something, but what you actually do, and I'm not saying that it's fair, but some people really do. Like, if he is the owner of it, some people put in more hours than any employee and make sure that everything is up to code. Like, it's a different thing if one employee is slacking off and whatever, but that establishment being allowed to be like that.
You clearly set the standard.
Exactly. That's what it is. As an employer, you do set that standard. You tell them what's okay and what's not okay. And it seems like he expects more of people than, number one, he pays them for, and number two, than he would do himself. Like, he's like, oh, cool, someone wants to come in here and make it extra sparkly.
They just want to make it up to code so then you don't have to have repeat inspections every time.
Exactly. And it's clear that Alex was educated in this and understands what needs to be done to have a place be food grade. And this isn't it. Like, you can't sit here and try to give us the sob story of your patrons and how that you built this with your blood, your sweat and tears. It's like, bitch, it looks like it.
There is probably sweat and tears in those.
But you know what's interesting is all of the Kitchen Nightmares, like, episodes with Gordon, because I used to be super into that show. There are, I would say, like, 70% of owners are, like, just like this. They're very unaware of the gravity of the situation, of how unsanitary things are. They're always almost in denial. Like, it is a weird phenomenon with, like, restaurant owners.
Well, it's almost like he takes it as, like, a personal insult to, like, yeah, call out.
And
gross.
I mean, it is.
Like, well, no,
essentially,
just fix it.
I mean, yeah, but it also is like, if he doesn't think it's unsanitary, he might be insulted by that. It's kind of like if it was someone's house. Like, if they don't think it's unsanitary, then it's not.
It makes me think that he's like a first-time business owner where there's food involved.
It may be. And honestly, I mean, I can't even relate because, like,
no excuse.
I make fucking sourdough bread for my family, who wouldn't care if I mean, they would care if I didn't wash my hands. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wash my hands so much to the point that they look like lizard skin because I'm washing my hands before every single time that I touch that dough. And it's for, like, my fucking mom and my husband. Like, you know, there are certain people that just don't have that idea of cleanliness, which is fine. But it still is important if you're getting involved in a certain field to understand the standards. That being said, again, I can remember every fucking time I've seen comments of, like, oh, never eat at Applebee's, never eat at this location, never eat here, because you would be fucking surprised if you went to Chili's. I know, Lily, I'm sorry.
No, fuck Chili's. They stole my chicken crispers.
But, like, people say, never eat out, especially to, like, a chain restaurant, you know, that's a very big name. It's going to be disgusting.
Well, and I think that especially is because there isn't, like, an owner necessarily. I mean, there is an owner, obviously, but, like, not in the same way as, like, a family-owned business. The owner doesn't take a lot of ownership of it. The staff, like, they don't feel like they're paid to do the things. So it's just, like, there's no one really owning the entire thing.
I think I'm looking at it, and obviously, if you're looking behind the scenes, I do think that most restaurants we eat at, we would be disgusted with. That is just the reality. I don't think it's an excuse, and I think it sucks, and I think it shouldn't happen.
I'm gonna hope they aren't this bad.
But I also think that the people that are hired to do the jobs of cleaning and stuff, they're just not fucking paid enough either. I think there's a whole, like, slew of problems here.
It's a systemic issue.
Yes. But then I also think this gives a good insight into that, because it's an employer that clearly doesn't value the extra efforts of his staff, even if it's not extra pay. He wanted to go above and beyond, but then now he's, like, painting it as, like, obsession. And it's just a very weird perspective of it all. All rooted in, like, you want other people to do it for you. And if they don't do it, it's not that big of a deal. Nobody's going to die. But they could.
Well,
someone could
die. I just am, like, back to his whole, like, this was a malicious manufactured. What was manufactured? Did he make the mess and then videotape it?
I know. That's what he was insinuating, but then didn't elaborate at all. What I would say I agree with him on, and we did
don't
say that, is
people.
Like, the posting the number, the address, you shouldn't have done that. Like, even if it's a business number.
Not to change the subject, but should we take this moment to just throw it out there? We have recently been informed that people have been emailing the chambers of the judge where our lawsuit
oh,
is
Jesus
being held.
Fucking Christ.
Emailing them in general is insane. Don't do that, please. For us, we are begging you, please don't do that. But then further than just emailing them, they, like, asked the judge to donate to our GoFundMe.
Insane. Insane. That, I'm not gonna lie, that was my 12th reason. It wasn't my 13th, but it was almost my fucking 13th reason.
I just, like, in what world would you ever find that appropriate or productive? When, like, the judge is supposed to be impartial. Why the fuck would they donate to a GoFundMe? And also, don't email the court. You're not in this lawsuit. Please don't involve yourself.
To say that I was mortified, and we don't know that it was someone that watches the show. It could not be. It could be someone else. If you are watching this show, we do know the usernames and I don't recognize them. I've never seen them before. But if we find out that you were a follower of Do We Know Them?
You're on our shit list.
Oh, you will be the first person we block on this channel, ladies. Like, oh my God, we're not doing this today. Like, yeah, that is so embarrassing.
Like, having to say to our lawyer, like, we didn't tell anyone to do, like, he knows we don't, but we're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing.
This is too much. Like, girlies, please, I beg. We understand that there's a lot of passion and people get really upset around this lawsuit and stuff, but absolutely don't contact anybody. Not the people suing us. Nobody. Like, don't talk to anybody, please.
We never even told anyone to go to Janet's page, right? Like, don't talk to anyone. Ugh, you're just making it worse for us.
But anyway, that was a good segue from the pub thing. Cause yeah, don't post anyone's number. Like, it's just, yeah, don't do that. Anyway, okay, that's it. I have the world's quickest "we love the internet," and honestly, sorry about it.
Why are you apologizing?
No, I'm just saying, sorry, it's short. Just to preface this a little bit, I feel like some people don't think about the fucking bumper stickers they put on. Why are you putting bumper stickers that are so generalized when it's like,
why are you using bumper stickers in general? Okay, when have you ever seen a not tacky bumper sticker? Sorry if you have them, but I'm just being honest.
It's true. You don't want to hear it, but it is true. I feel like most of them are either offensive or downright like they didn't think it through and didn't realize that they are interacting with like the most wide amount of the public. Like, you are literally seeing how many people a day.
There's never a good reason for a bumper sticker. You can't convince me otherwise.
But anyway, I saw this and it didn't make me crack up, but it was like, you know, the thing that you blow through your nose and you're just like, at night, you know? It made me do that.
Oh, kids need both parents? Some people die, Susan.
That's literally it.
But what the fuck is that? Like,
kids need both parents with a fucking heart. Bitch, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's such a weird thing that they didn't think through, because it's like obviously an anti-gay bumper sticker.
Was it?
Oh, wait. What do you think it was if it wasn't that? I thought it was. Wait, yeah. What is that? Like an anti-divorce sticker? What is it? What's the agenda?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, like a don't be a deadbeat dad or a like absent.
Oh, parent. No. I was thinking anti-gay. I was thinking the worst.
That could make sense too, I guess.
But it's so bad.
It's just so weird. Like, okay, what?
But I thought it was so funny because it's like, bitch, did you really not think that one through? And it's so ugly too in the worst font. Like,
they always are.
They are. They are. It's true.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a definite choice.
I want to say that some point in high school, I had the Apple, you know, the one that comes with the Apple stuff.
Well, at least there's no words there, so it's not quite as tacky.
But I'm like, who the fuck am I to like give the free promo to Apple? Like, fuck that.
But you put it on your car. I feel like everyone I know just put it like on their computer.
Yeah, I did that as well.
As if there wasn't already an Apple logo on the computer.
Just wanted everyone to know I had an iPhone. It was back when they were new.
Oh, this is a good one. So you guys may be familiar with I moved into this apartment. Oh my God, it's almost been like a year. But I moved out of my other one. Well, one, because it was way too expensive. But two, because my fucking neighbors were just monsters. Like, still, like, I get viscerally angry when I think about them. I hate them so much. Anyway, I saw this and was dying because, like, this definitely wasn't the case, but this is so, like, what do you mean? Like, because, you know, you're always like, what are they doing? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. How could they be that loud? This had me dying.
It says, POV, you go to complain to your upstairs neighbor and see this. And it's the cutest little kitten.
It's just a little kitten and he's like...
They are.
Like, they those are stomps.
What would you have done if this was what you saw? Be honest.
Admitted defeat.
I mean, what other option did you have? No, but I remember, and even times that I went to your apartment, it was almost like rolling marbles. Was
constantly.
Like the
no, it's more like rolling bowling balls, honestly, not marbles.
Do you think by chance, I don't know if it's been long enough that we could joke about it, but do you think by chance they were Mancala enthusiasts?
No, literally, I used to joke that they were driving a Zamboni in there because like the vacuum, it would wake me up. Max, I just felt so, he would be shaking constantly. Mm-hmm. And he'd just like look at me like, Mom, make it stop. And I'm like, I can't. Just like crying. My level of stress went down so much when I moved here because I have no one above me. And it's just been the best thing ever.
I love that so much. Yeah. You were, and how long did you live there?
3 years.
Yeah. I feel like it was more.
It was started the week after I moved in because they moved in. It was like the apartment building had just been built and they moved in a week after I did.
It wasn't more than that. I could have sworn you lived there for like 5 years.
Maybe it was 4. I think I moved in 2019. So 4 years.
But I am glad you're out of that. But anyway, interesting episode.
Whew.
Hope you liked it. Sorry, I was in charge of topics.
I thought they were very entertaining. We needed a little more lighthearted episode after last episode.
So, if you made it to the end, we appreciate it as always.
Yes.
Bye.